Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. And we are looking this week about having the mind of Christ, how to obtain it, or really what it is to have the mind of Christ. For the scripture says in Philippians 2 and verse 5 and following that we should let this mind be in us. And it brings us to an amazing verse, for it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, or which was also in Christ Jesus. And then it says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Now, when you read that verse and you say, what in the world is he talking about? It's a difficult verse, I'll give you that. Some versions translate it, Jesus didn't think equality with God was something to be grasped. That's a very popular interpretation of this verse, and I often quote that. I don't think it's the best interpretation, although it's true, but I don't think that's really what this verse is saying. I think this verse is saying exactly what it says here in the Authorized Version. Look, let me explain something. When you rob someone, you're taking something that's not your own. And this is simply saying that Christ's deity was his by right, not by robbery. Look, let me illustrate this. Remember Adam, he was in the garden in the form of a servant, and he tried to become in the form of God, because the devil said, ye shall be as gods. And if he had acquired the divine nature, it would have been by an act of robbery. For the divine nature was not essentially his. It was not his by right. Now consider the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the very opposite. He was in the form of God. That means the essential form of God, the same nature of God. And it was not his by an act of robbery. It was his by right. He was equal with God, for he was God. Look, the only person who cannot steal or rob the crown jewels of England is the monarch of England. They are the monarch of England by right. And if they happen to be found, the crown jewels happen to be found on her head or his head, nobody says, hey, you stole those. No. They belong to the king. They belong to the queen. And so if you have them, or if I have them in my possession, I got them, or you got them by an act of robbery, but not for the monarch of England. There'd be no act of robbery there, because the jewels are theirs by right. And so it is that Christ possessed the divine nature, not by robbery, but by right, for he was God. And Paul here is not trying to prove the deity of Christ to anybody. He's taking it for granted that the Philippians already know and believe that Jesus Christ is God. And he just simply says, here, have this mind in you. Look, although he was God, he became a man. He came here to redeem. What an amazing, amazing gospel we have. Our God stepped off his throne and came to this earth and died for us, that we would live eternally. Have you come to him and confessed your sins to him and embraced him by simple faith? Well, if you do, he'll save you to the uttermost, and that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht leo.